All right.
Week 8.
Shalosh. Shtayim.
No, 8.
Josh, I'm counting down.
Sorry.
Shalosh. Shtayim. Echad.
Week 8. And there it is.
Ultimate Frisbee.
Young Berkshires.
Oh, man. Big day.
Big day. I like this song, too.
Boys basketball, I was there.
Swimming, I was not there. Actually, I was. I did watch some of the swimming.
That was some intense
swimming. I lied just to try to make a little joke. A bad little joke.
Olympic-esque.
No, it was. It was great. Did we win? Did we win overall in Yonbergs?
We won, right? Yonbergs. We won.
We did.
We did. My first
morally
summer.
And also
morally
in the score.
And physically.
In reality and also in our imaginations, we won.
Both in my mind. Yeah, we won my first Young Berkshires. That's right.
Well, what about first month?
First month we didn't have Young Berkshires. Unfortunately, it didn't happen.
That's true.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, that's a nice goal.
Score!
Yeah. So, Josh, as a previous camper at the Machane...
I was a previous
what
camper.
What were your favorite sports as a camper?
Tennis.
Tennis, yeah.
As a staff member, I really got into Ultimate Frisbee.
You're a big tennis fan.
Yeah, I like to play tennis. I mean,
you like watching live tennis?
I
too,
do.
Right?
Yeah, one
like
of
professional.
My rituals. One of my rituals after the summer is I go home to where my parents live in Woodbridge, Connecticut, and I go to the Pilot Bend tennis tournament in New Haven. You know, not the whole week, but for, you know, one or two nights.
Two fine towns with campers.
That's right.
In Vermont, Canada.
Ezra Academy. I'm an Ezra Academy alum. Anyway, so yeah, I go to Connecticut after the summer and watch the tennis. It's great. I love watching tennis.
Wow.
And I like to play too, but I hardly ever get the chance.
There's some good passing there.
What's your favorite sport, Davey? What's your sport?
My favorite sport in general?
Yeah.
I love basketball.
And to play and to watch?
To play, yeah. You know, and the truth is, I have a goal of playing a little more basketball next summer.
Yeah.
Because 2010.
Playing more tennis is always my goal.
And,
now, here we go. We were talking about the
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. Another sort of never been done before camp.
And another very scary movie.
Yeah, not so much with the scary.
Monsters.
Scary.
Josh, Monsters.
Yes, I know the title. But they were like sweet monsters.
What was amazing? I mean, this play was fantastic.
Yes.
A really clever part.
But
the video segment that they used.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Flying around
with the doors. Yeah, there's a brief shot of it, I think, in the yearbook coming up in the same.
Oh, there it is.
That's
that.
So clever.
Look at that. Are you guys looking at that?
Really good. Really good. Good stuff. Good job, Mike Shamim. We're very happy with it. I love the way they have the doors sort of swinging on the lines there.
Colors so vibrant.
And it's a banana peel. I don't understand. Nor do I wish to understand. We're in the last week of camper, baby.
Wow.
I'm starting to get sad.
I'm
starting to sing Ukozal in my mind.
I'm glad that I have tissues here. Hey, Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. We're sorry
last
you weren't there when
camp.
We called you on the phone in week 7.
Wow. Look at all the things that we did this summer.
Just in this one week.
I feel so accomplished.
You should feel accomplished.
Learn new things.
Summer.
Gain new skills.
It already feels, you know, in some respects it feels like it just ended, and in some respects it feels like it was like 10 years ago already. You
Josh, it
mean?
Was 10 years ago.
No.
It was.
I forgot.
No,
that
I totally know what you mean.
Do
That's
you,
what happens.
Are you just humoring
No.
You're at the end of our commentary.
No, I feel you, man.
Have I not earned your honesty?
I'm being honest.
Now, here is a few quips from the video, which campers I do not believe saw. We made a goodbye video for right now. We're done already with it. But some of those clips of staff we saw were from the goodbye video that we made that...
For Ravi Fernandez.
Yes. It was Jason Fernandez's idea to put together a silly video saying goodbye to Ethan that we played at the staff appreciation. It was called Ethan Linden, the Man and the Mystery. And it incorporated... Here's some more shots from it, too. And it incorporated... embarrassing photos that we got from Ethan from his family, who were very game to supply us with very embarrassing
photos. Maybe
we'll
post those on the website at some point. On the blog, just to embarrass him a little more.
Good call, good call. We should post a whole video.
It's true, you know, we're having all this fun, but you can sense it. You know, camp's ending. Kind of feel it, but you know what?
This is from the staff appreciation. This was clever. The song that the Hanala sang to the whole staff.
Ha! Face cake.
And the Ethan face cake.
Delicious.
These are Good Life kids, our second session show from Good Lifers.
Even though camp's ending, there's still, you know, you have this like, because there's still next summer.
Say that again, we have a what now? A what?
I don't, what are you talking about?
The little squeak that you just did. But I'm not sure the podcast picked it up.
I see what you're trying to do here, Josh. And I don't know if I'm going to play along.
In the banquet. Or the carnival before the banquet, anyway.
This is big fun, also.
Yeah. Another relatively new tradition. I mean, we started this last summer, but it just is one of these things now. I couldn't imagine not
I have to mention.
This. Yeah.
Honestly, I see the dunk tank and I get cold.
Oh my god.
Like, I just got shivers.
There is nothing colder
I just got chills.
Water.
It is so. It is so cold. Who got me in? I think Alex Bauman got me. Oh man. On his first throw. Oh, this man. Ethan Bukowski doesn't fall off.
I know. It's like basically his toes touch the bottom even when he's sitting at when he's sitting on the bench.
Oh, Rich.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, man. Some brutal stuff.
I love watching the different people's reaction to the absurd cold of the water.
Get out as fast as you can. Right. That's basically the game plan.
Oh, my God. You try to restore my body temperature to its normal levels.
A good night of dancing.
Yeah, I love the banquets. I love
off
the
some
banquets.
Moves.
Nice moves. By the way, for those of you campers, if you haven't seen the ADA intros, which are a special feature on the DVD, we also have posted them online on our blog and on YouTube. Gotta watch through to the Nevo Neve segment, and you get to see Ed bust the rug at the very, very end. It's definitely worth. It's worth your attention.
Silliness ensues
in the Nevo Neve segment. Nevo Neve segment was excellent. Mm-hmm. A lot of dancing at camp. I love it.
Yehuda.
Yehuda!
Can't get enough. Oh, we dance so much at camp. It's really good. Dance is great. And you can just be silly.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I love about it. Yep, yep. I gotta learn some of those moves.
So,
what's
your favorite dance? I can't.
What's that one that, I think it's the Turkish
Kiss?
Yeah, I'm fond of
Jessica as well, which has sort of fallen out of favor. I mean, it's a very simplistic dance.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, when, like 15 years ago, it was sort of a point when, back when Lorraine Arcus was Rosh Rakuten, that was when Rakud really started becoming what it is now, really a part of the sort of whole fabric of camp.
That's great.
And, you know, I feel like Jessica was one of those sort of early dances that really became a big dance.
I'm not familiar.
I really like that. I also like the Zodiac.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Well, and Silly Bobby.
That's a great one. Oh, the Zodiac.
And
I
here we are,
song,
no smoking. Someday.
I don't understand.
Someday I will camp, learn the origin.
Yeah, camp has silly rituals.
and I think I am pretty well versed in where a lot of our bizarre traditions come from. You know, Ed was asking me this morning in conversation, when was Pride Never Neem built? I was ready with the answer, 1994. You know, I think I'm fairly well versed in Ramah Palmer history, but I have no idea where the No Smoke comes from. And they do it at the other camps, right?
Not at Ramah Canada.
Well, they don't.
No.
I know that some of the other camps that you also do the no smoking. Do you guys have anything? Did you have anything similar to?
We have a camper. Well, yeah. There's a camper banquet. There's a big banquet. It's run by the oldest Eda.
Right.
By Alonim, which is the Nivonim equivalent. But it's not a. The Roshes don't do a thing like this.
Right.
It's much more a big day. For Alanine to run, so it's and it's, you know, great food and stuff, just like we have.
Right.
But there's this part. No.
I love the no smoking, and I threw in this little footage of.
But you know what's similar?
Beatboxing.
The debut of the t-shirts.
Oh
that's
yeah.
That's a similar custom. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Everybody debuts their Ada t-shirt.
And the bunk t-shirts.
Yeah.
I love those bunk I love doing the bunk t-shirts. I just love bringing it, you know, I love bringing in all the designs into the t-shirt company that we use.
And they must spend, be like, what 4 hours going.
It's like, so every now and then, most of the time he just, like, doesn't even ask. But every now and then he'll just be like, what what is going on in this particular t-shirt? So sometimes I can explain the joke or the reference, and sometimes I just have to shake my head and say, I really have no idea. It's funny, and it's a good, looks good, but I don't have any idea what it means. But I'm comfortable with that. The culmination of the Nimanima. Competition they're playing. And here we are at Goodbyes. We'll see you guys in our final segment just in a minute.